Last year, the Food Safety Authority of Ireland issued a total of 92 enforcement orders on food businesses. Already this year, that number's been surpassed, with Ireland now on track to potentially see a record number of closures by the end of 2024. But why is this a growing problem? Are standards dropping? Are staff not adequately trained? Are there new environmental issues causing the rise? Sheila Nocton has this report.
They was found a little dropping, you know, under the sink, you know, in a corner, back corner.
What exactly was found in there? It was mice dropping.
It's only dropping, you know, all the dropping.
And that was the only area in here, was it?
Yes, yes.
I'll follow you.
The wash-up room. Yeah.
So when they were talking about the grime on things, it was old equipment that was in here?
Yes.
Okay, and that's gone.
Yeah, it's gone.
That was Long Wu, restaurant owner and chef of Osteria 99 in Monkstown in Dublin, who were served an enforcement order last month. But why is this a growing problem? Director of Enforcement Policy at the Food Safety Authority of Ireland, Bernard Hegarty.
Well, in September, we had a total of 16 enforcement orders. That's quite a lot, even allowing for our 52,000 food businesses. We're already this year up to 106 enforcement orders. That's more than were served in all of last year. So it is a concern. And some of the reasons for the servings are really basic matters of food safety and hygiene, and matters like pest infestations. 70% of the orders we've seen this year have been served site pest control problems. So it's really worrying that these very basics of people not responding appropriately to invasions by mice, rats, cockroaches and other unwanted visitors.
Adrian Cummins, CEO of the Restaurants Association of Ireland, disagrees that these figures are high.
We have a very good track record in Ireland when you benchmark us against the rest of Europe. There will be a small percentage out there that may not do the right thing, and we need to make sure that they get in line.
Why do you think this is what looks like a growing problem?
It could be just they dropped the ball, somebody wasn't their job to look after it, didn't do the job properly, people move on, short-staffed.
But what about when it's too late and those issues are already found? We return to Long Wu.
I call my pest control company, which company served us like last 7 years, the same company. Call them immediately, you know, and they came in.
What was the impact on you?
I was really surprised, you know, and I don't feel good, and I'm worried this is can damage, you know, my business name, you know, as we have in last 7 years, we have very good name in this, in Monkstown.
What is the financial or the business impact?
Once, you know, we are on a newspaper and we can see, you know, we got a lot of customer, you know, cancel the booking, you know, on Friday night, you know, straight away we can see it. I'm worried, you know, this is damaging my reputation.
What do you do now to make sure this never happens again?
We always have the pest control company, you know, coming to serve us. And also myself, you know, always check everywhere around, all the time. And we keep more high standard, you know, hygiene and clean much, much better, you know, than before.
Why is it, though, that rodents are now the pests of the food industry? Colin Moore, Area Technical Manager from Rentokil.
There's more enforcement going on, so there's more inspections, so that is going to equate to more problems. The other one is Dublin itself, we only ran our figures and we've actually found we've had an increase in rats particularly for September compared to this time last year. Now in Cork, it's even greater, it's 100%. So there's something going on with rats.
Why would a rat or a mouse decide to go into a food business?
You go back to the fundamentals of survival. A food premises, by definition, produces food. They also produce waste. And then it's, well, how do I manage that waste? So all of those aspects need to be addressed. One of the things that people don't really realise is the amount of waste packaging thrown in a corner, or it's packed in a corner. But that is actually great nesting material for animals. So we'd always advocate, get rid of that.
Clearly, rodents are one of the main contributors to these high figures. However, it's not an impossible problem to tackle. The FSAI says it's now up to each business to regain the trust of their customers following a closure. So how will Long Wu and Osteria 99 bounce back?
We will keep taking more carefully in the future. Our customer is like our friend, it's like family, you know. We believe they trust what we do here. We are more care about their safety and rather than the money.
And that was Sheila Nocton reporting.